nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what.
And the greatest was red, but back he liked to rock and roll the hot dog, makes him lose control. What the world do we? Still they're causing, not causing, even take out causing, and you find. If you're hungry, there's some Ding Ding Mahmoud on the bottom shelf.
What's Ding Ding Mahmoud?
Pig snout with saffron.
No, thank you. I'm on a low saffron diet. What's this?
I'm doing a Meeposian lint painting.
A lint painting?
Well, exactly. On Meepos, we waste nothing. Interesting story. The first one was done by Brechtos, our spiritual leader in the storybook days. And the legend says that he went up on the mountain for a 60 day and 60 night to contemplate his navel. And when he came down, he had a lint painting. You've been doing it ever since. How do you like it?
What can I say? You could hang this under any rug in the world.
Cousin. You don't mean that.
Oh, I do.
Thank you. You know, it's because of you I got back into lint painting. Because I see you take all these pictures for the photo contest, and it makes me want to do something creative, too.
Well, I'm glad one of us benefited from all my hard work.
What's the matter? Can't you pick which picture to put in the photo contest?
Yes. None of them.
What? You're not going to enter the photo contest?
Oh, who am I kidding? The Chicago Gazette photo contest is one of the most prestigious there is. It was just a crazy dream. I thought if I won, my photojournalism career would have been launched.
Well, it would be nice if you were launched.
Well, it would have been wonderful.
But, Cousin, I don't understand. You've been taking pictures for 3 months. You must have 100 here.
106. And they all stink.
No, they don't. They're very, very good.
Balky, very, very good will not win this contest. I need that one special picture. I need something extraordinary. Something that'll make the heart of man leap within him. Something that sums up the meaning of life. You know what I mean?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous. You need something a little different.
Yes, that's right.
But what about this one of the kitty cat being carried away by the big bird? That's different.
Balky, look at the kitty cat's face. What do you see?
Fear.
Sure, you see fear. But the keen eye of the photographer sees a kitty cat with three whiskers on the left side of his face and two on the right. There's no symmetry.
Okay. What about this one of the fireman catching the baby that was thrown from the burning building?
It's been done. Why am I even talking to you about this? You probably don't even have photographers on Meepos.
Well, no, we don't, but we have a guy named Nikolai who has a very good memory. Whenever we have a fire, Nick is the first thing we save.
Well, good. Why don't we enter Nikki in the contest? You have a better chance than me.
Oh, Cousin, I see what you're doing. You had the crazy dream, and you spent 3 months taking pictures, and now with only one day left, you're just going to roll over and die?
That's basically what I had in mind, yes.
Let me tell you a story about an immigrant boy who had a crazy dream to come to America.
Wait.
And he got on the tramp steamer.
Wait.
Tramp.
Wait, I've heard this story. It's not going to do you any good. I'm feeling sorry for myself. If you were a real friend, you'd join in.
Well, I do feel sorry for you. Poor little Larry Appleton. He could have been a great photographer, but he'll never know because he gave up.
Oh, I hate it when you do this.
In the years to come, you'll look back on what you might have been, and you'll remember that your best buddy, Balky, said, "Keep trying, Larry Appleton," but you didn't.
Can't you just let me accept failure?
Over my dead battery.
All right. I don't know what I'm gonna find in just one day, but I'll give it a shot.
Now you're talking, turkey. Now we are so happy we do the dance of joy.
Balky, why don't we hold up on that? At least let me find the picture.
Cousin, somewhere out there is the perfect picture. I know it. And you're going to find it.
Yeah. And pigs can fly.
That would make a great picture. The man just needed a little push.
Thank you.
Guess what? I got your mail again. It's an easy mistake. I'm in 302, you're in 203. Perhaps the mailman has dyslexia.
That's dyslexia.
Is that it? I always get that word turned around. So, did you send a picture for the photo contest yet?
No, but I'm going to. I was going to give up, but Balky wouldn't let me. Sure enough, I found the perfect shot. I'm going to take it this afternoon.
What is it?
Well, it's a little church with a cross on the steeple, but that's not the shot. I am so proud of myself. There is not a photographer in a million who would have even seen the shot. At exactly 6:02, the setting sun drops between these two tall buildings, and a shaft of light hits the cross, turning it this brilliant gold, and it glows like something supernatural. It only lasts for a second, and then it's gone. It's beautiful.
Yeah, churches are nice. See ya.
Cousin, I'm sorry I'm late, but wait until you hear why. Mrs. Twinkasetti asked me to move some furniture in her house, and behind the dresser, I found a gold mine in dust balls.
Well, forget the dust. Mm-hmm. You were right. I did it. I found the award-winning photograph.
Oh, Cousin, I'm so happy for you.
It's a little church with a cross on the steeple, but that's not the shot. I am so proud of myself. There is not a photographer in a million who would have even seen the shot.
Wait a minute. This isn't a little church where the setting sun falls between two tall buildings and casts a shaft of light on the cross that makes it glow a brilliant gold as if it had taken on a life all of its own, is it?
Well, it's the angle that's important. What I'm going to have to do is
get on the roof of the building across the street.
The address is
2831 Garfield.
Can I tell this?
Oh, well, I wish you would.
I have to get the shot this afternoon. Otherwise, the jig is up. I'm gonna have to get the owner's permission, and you're gonna have to help me get all that equipment up on top of the roof. Balky, I have this contest in the bag. I'm on my way to the good life.
What means the good life?
It means the good life.
Wow. I am so happy for you. Now we can do the dance of joy.
You bet.
Hey! Fred and Ginger, front and center. I'm taking the rest of the day off to be with my lovely wife, my lovely children, and my less than lovely mother-in-laws. Appleton, this is what I want you to do. I'll get there around 4. Call my wife and tell her the store is on fire. That way I gotta come back and spend the rest of the weekend playing poker. See ya.
Mr. Twinkasetti? I can't tell your wife there's a fire in the store.
Right. I've used that excuse before. Tell her the turnip locked himself in a safe. Who wouldn't believe that?
I can't tell her that either.
What is it? Make something up, Appleton!
Not now, Balky. Mr. Twinkasetti, I will not lie to your wife for you.
Appleton, someday you will want something from me, and no matter how small that something is, my response will be a well-known gesture.
You know that building you want to get on the top of so you can take the picture of
yes.
the church, the one where the
yes,
setting
I know
sun
it.
Comes through?
I know the building. I know it well. Yes, what about it?
It's Mr. Twinkasetti's house. Oh, don't cry.
All right.
That was easy. You know, you're bouncing back better all the time.
Balky, you and I are going to get on that roof, and we are going to get that picture, even if it kills us.
Can you give me a hand? I don't like this. We're not supposed to break into somebody's house.
We're not breaking into Twinkie's house. We're breaking onto his house. Besides, he's not even home. Just try to act like you belong here.
How do I act like I belong on the roof?
Will you stop worrying? We'll be off of here and... 5 minutes.
It's pretty far down.
Only 2 stories.
The roof is pretty steep.
I hadn't noticed. Yeah, go back and get that for me, would you?
I don't think so. Listen, I don't understand. You're the one that's afraid of heights. You scream if you stand up in the bathtub.
Balky, I have to get this picture. My whole future depends on it. Nothing's gonna stop me. There are no obstacles and absolutely nothing can go wrong.
I know that nothing can possibly go wrong, but have you noticed that it's getting a little windy?
It's a little breezy. Fortunately, I have everything in my camera bag that you could possibly need in a photographic emergency. Here, hold this. Sandbags. We can't have the tripod blowing off in the wind now, can we?
Well, of course we can. Don't be ridiculous. What about me blowing off the roof?
You're not in a photographic emergency.
I'm human.
That's not good enough. Just hang on. We'll be off here in 2 minutes. Okay, give me the camera. Balky, give me the camera.
No. I have the camera. And I say we get off the roof.
Balky, give me that camera. Oh, look, there's the Wicked Witch of the West.
You tricked Balky. There was no witch.
No way am I getting off this roof now. No, I've taken the shot 1,000 times in my head. I've planned every minute detail. Where'd that chimney come from?
I bet it came with the house.
What idiot architect would put a chimney where it blocks the view of the beautiful church?
Where have all the good craftsmen gone?
Maybe they were blown off the roof. Gotten, you flipped your coin. You have a plenty of good picture at home.
If I can get on top of the chimney, I can still get my shot. Gotten,
Yeah, hi, Ralph. Yeah, I can make the card game after all. I told my wife the turnip got locked in the safe. She bought it. Who wouldn't? See, it ain't.
Okay. Help! I'm in trouble here. Never hush a man who's hanging by his fingertips. Help! Help!
Mr. Twigger said he's home.
Help! Help! Gossett, we have to get off the roof before Mr. Twigger said he catches us.
Later. I still have 50 seconds to get this picture. If I hold on to this TV antenna, I can hold the camera in one hand and lean out past the chimney.
Well, you know that picture of the kitty cat looking better all the time.
I can see it. You know, I'm getting an optical illusion. It looks as if the church is getting closer and closer.
Gossett, the antenna is bending. Come back here.
No. It'll hold for 5 more seconds. I've got to get the shot. 3, 2, 1, 0. -1. -2. Where is the shaft of light? Where is the sun?
Maybe it's behind those big black clouds over there. Gossett, don't panic. Just slowly come back here.
Oh, the weather report said it was supposed to be sunny. Now the picture is gone. What am I going
to
do?
Gossett, just to get an idea of where you are, you might look down. At least now we're talking on the same channel.
Thank you.
All right, you didn't get your picture, now we get off the roof.
I can't. I just remembered. I'm afraid of heights.
Well, you picked a fine time to remember that. Okay. Okay, we're going to wait until it gets dark and then you won't see how far down it is.
Did I mention I'm afraid of the dark?
Gossett, don't do that. It's dark now. We can get off the roof.
I can't believe it. I didn't get my picture. This is old Twigger City's fault. Boy, the next time I see him, he's in trouble. What are you two doing up on my roof? Mr. Twigger City, this is all my fault.
Trying to get a picture of the church for my photo contest.
But he didn't get the picture.
Cry me a river.
Okay.
Now get off my roof.
Okay. The ladder.
Now I'm stuck up here and it's your fault.
My fault? You wouldn't be up here if you were with your wife and kids like you're supposed to be.
I wouldn't have come up here if you weren't playing Tarzan on my antenna.
Well, I would have had those. You put your chimney on the right side of your house where it belongs.
I'm going to put my fist where it belongs.
No. Wait, come on. Stop.
Whoa.
We've got to stop fighting and find a way to get off the roof.
What did you have in mind?
Help!
Save your voice. No one can hear you because their windows are closed. And do you know why their windows are closed?
Because it's starting to freeze.
Bingo!
I'm sorry I got that right.
What else could possibly go wrong?
Oh,
was a rhetorical question.
You know, this might be a good chance for us to just chat and get to know one another.
I'm gonna throw the turnip off the roof. If we're lucky, he'll drag himself to get help. If we're unlucky, we're still lucky.
Yeah.
What was that?
Thunder.
I hate thunder.
You know, there's something aesthetically pleasing about your face when you're terrified.
I want my work! Edwina! Edwina!
That's quite... I think I got your face framed by lightning!
You're cruel, Appleton!
No, I'm not. Oh, don't hold that whimper yet!
What that?
I don't know. Is this another TV antenna?
It's a lightning rod!
That draws lightning?
It's a real good one, too!
If we stay up here, we'll die!
Larry Appleton, 10th place.
Yeah, I'm good, all right. I even helped somebody else win first prize.
And I think it was very nice of someone to take that picture of the fireman rescuing us from the roof.
It's a terrific picture, if you call that composition.
Yes, and you won a 10th place. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you for making me keep trying and for helping me get the picture.
And for saving your life.
That too.
Of course, and I couldn't let you quit or die. And if you ever see me giving up, you must stop me too. That's what friends do for each other.
Yeah.
Why don't we go down to Curly's newsstand and buy every newspaper he has to send to everyone you know? Just like the time Marianne got her picture in the paper because she got her head stuck on a chain link fence.
It was her hair. Valky, I don't need to buy newspapers because I don't need to brag.
But this is a great accomplishment. You should be proud.
I don't need to send a newspaper to anyone. The important thing is that I know.
Wow. You're some humble guy.
Valky, a lot of it was blind luck. I didn't get the picture I was after.
Yes, but if you hadn't risked your life and mine trying to get the picture of the church, you never would have gotten this picture of Mr. Twinkassetti framed by lightning.
It is pretty good, isn't it?
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. What was the question?
The picture, it's pretty good.
Well, of course it is. Don't be ridiculous.
You know, I tell you what. To celebrate, I'm going to take you to your favorite place.
Not the petting zoo.
You got it.
Oh, boy! Are you going to ride the camel with me this time?
No. The camel always spits at me.
Can I chase the chicken?
No, you can't chase the chickens.
Question. Am I wrong, or is that... closet full of newspapers?
Not full, only head high.
Oh, I see.
All right, so I got a few for my family, friends, and a lot for my enemies. My high school graduation class, Time Life.